Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect thick cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 7, lows of 5. Tuesday, we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 8. Wednesday, we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 6. Thursday, we can expect light rain showers and a gentle breeze, highs of 8, lows of 4. And Friday, we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 7, lows of 1. That's it for your weekly weather. Stay safe. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, plans for nearly 150 houses on the edge of Gunville look set to finally go before planners. Two applications, full plans for 36 houses and outline for 113, were submitted in November 2019, but now revised plans are back before the Isle of Wight Council. Ecological and archaeological information has been updated for both sets of plans, which have been proposed by DN Associates. No changes have been made to the number of houses proposed. The first phase of works could see the 36 houses built, if approved, as a mixture of two and three bed houses. The development would add two roads and extend cul-de-sacs on Arthur Moody Drive and Forest Hills. Meanwhile, the death of a man in his 50s is being treated as unexplained by Isle of Wight Police. A multi-agency operation was launched this week after a man's body was found in the River Medina next to Lidl in Newport. Fire, Coast Guard and ambulance teams were called to Lukeley Brook. Hampshire Constabulary said we were called at 11:20 a.m. on January 26th, following the discovery of a man's body in water off Riverway, Newport. The death of a man aged in his 50s is being treated as unexplained but not suspicious. The man's next of kin have been informed. And finally, work to make Isle of Wight beaches safer could involve a new policy on the use of jet skis and other powered craft near beaches. The Beach Management Strategy Framework was passed unanimously at the Isle of Wight Council's Cabinet earlier this month and sets the standards such as how frequently and to what extent beaches and slipways are cleaned and how safety of users is ensured. The Council has a set way of managing the 35 beaches it owns or leases that it says can be easily delivered and is flexible enough to meet changing demands with ever-increasing budget pressures. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. On the 24th of January 1848, a simple farmer made a discovery that would shape America. James Wilson Marshall was in a partnership with businessman John Sutter in a project to build a sawmill. Marshall noticed a shiny metal in the river after the mill. After bringing what he found to Sutter, the pair discovered that the metal was gold. Although they tried to keep the news quiet, the general public eventually found out, resulting in a frenzy of people descending on the state from every continent of the world. The California Gold Rush had a greatly beneficial effect on America's economy, and influence Californian culture for years to come. The 24th of January 1897 was when soldier Robert Baden-Powell published a book that would be responsible for creating a movement of youth adventurers. Aid to Scouting was originally intended to be a training manual for military recruits on the matter of scouting, but became used by teachers and youth movements. After his return from the Boer War in 1903, Baden-Powell became interested in how popular his book had become, eventually forming the Boy Scout movement. On the 25th of January 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games opened in Chamonix, France. The event started off as the International Winter Sports Week. It contained only a few sports, including bobsleigh, curling, and ice hockey. Despite the small nature of the event, it was a big success, and the International Olympic Committee retroactively declared it the first Winter Olympics. The practice of holding the Winter Olympics in the same year as the Summer Olympics continued until 1992, when they were moved to alternating even-numbered years. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with some obscure holidays. National Texas Day, celebrated on Monday, is a holiday that was made from whole cloth in the belly of the internet. It is not celebrated in a specific region, yet it was a holiday created by an international holiday calendar, so it actually wasn't created by Texas. However, that doesn't mean that it isn't a holiday that people can get behind to celebrate everything good about Texas. It was created in 2017 and is slowly gaining steam as a holiday that some people are celebrating on February 1st every year. World Wetlands Day, celebrated on Tuesday, has been observed ever since 1971, falling on the 2nd of February. It is an international holiday that every citizen of the world should consider observing because of the importance of wetlands and freshwater to not only the environment, but also to sustain human life. If humans don't prioritise the protection of wetlands around the world, it can have a disastrous effect on the global ecosystem. National Carrot Cake Day, celebrated on Wednesday, falls on February 3rd every year and gives this delicious cake the respect it deserves. Carrot cake is one of the most popular cake flavours due to its sweetness and quick bread consistency. It is also a cake with a long history, although historians disagree exactly where those origins began. Regardless, this cake is still worthy of having its own holiday, and fortunately it does. The origins of this holiday are unknown as well as its history, as there are no specific regions in which it is celebrated. World Cancer Day, celebrated on Thursday internationally, was created to raise awareness about cancer and to encourage people to prevent and detect it, as well as to continue to search for new treatments for it, and its main goal was to reduce cases of cancer by last year. People can get involved by spreading the news about World Cancer Day to their friends and family, and on social media, and by raising money for cancer research programs and getting involved in the events that are held. And finally, National Shower with a Friend Day, celebrated on Friday, was first started to encourage people to shower with a shower filter. And yes, that was the intention of this holiday. While many people are probably still celebrating this holiday in that way, there are actually some people who are celebrating this holiday literally by taking a shower with a friend. After all, it can be celebrated anywhere, and February is a cold month. Plus, taking a shower can be lonely. Hello, this is Jasper with the Obscure Word of the Week. This week's word is magnanimous. M-A-G-N-A-N-I-M-O-U-S. It's an adjective which means generous or forgiving, especially towards a rival or less powerful person. It originates from the mid-16th century from the Latin words magnus, which means great, plus animus, which means soul. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now! in Isle of Wight news this week, the Isle of Wight Council has confirmed that vulnerable children and those eligible for free school meals will not go hungry during the February half term, as funding has been provided for food vouchers for families. Part of the Council's Connect for Communities programme, the school holiday food voucher scheme aims to help those facing hardship because of the coronavirus pandemic. It has been funded from the £456,845 COVID winter grant scheme allocation awarded to the authority by the Department for Work and Pensions. Councillor Paul Braden, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, Education and Skills, said the scheme supported an estimated 5,590 children on the island. He said, "No child will go hungry. In November, through our Connect for Communities programme, we made arrangements to ensure funding was distributed to schools for them to supply food vouchers to the families of eligible children for the two-week Christmas school holidays and February half term." Meanwhile, Network Ride has received funding from the High Sheriff of the Isle of Wight to put together even more care packs for youngsters in the town to give young people things to do and be creative at home whilst in this current lockdown. Since the COVID-19 pandemic started back in March 2020, Network Ride has successfully gained funding to provide over 200 care packs to young people across the island, the most recent being given to young people who attend their sessions at their Quarry Road allotment. During this current lockdown and restrictions, Network Ride's allotment has become a safe space for over 20 young people to attend separate sessions, gaining knowledge in gardening, planting, DIY, growing and learning many new things whilst of course following guidance and keeping safe. Some of these young people attend as a provision from their school as they find mainstream schooling more difficult and enjoy being out in open air, grafting and learning new skills. And finally, Island Roads is once again seeking public feedback on the highway services it delivers with its annual survey. Each year in February, Island Roads undertakes its annual customer survey, encouraging residents to feedback on the range of services provided, including road and footway resurfacing, winter maintenance, street cleaning, verge and grass cutting, and customer services. The survey, which launches on Monday and comprises 12 questions to cover the main service areas, is part of a range of measures used to review performance and help determine how year-on-year improvements can be made. Steve Ambrose, Island Roads business manager, said, "As an organisation, we are committed to delivering our work to the highest standards, not just in terms of our contractual requirements, but also to the satisfaction of the local community." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
It's Lisa, mom of those crazy twins who are on the 4Ps project, Ophelia and Jasper. Thank goodness we're able to record and stream from home. I don't quite know what I'd do. I've got them all week driving me mad with homeschooling. At least I've got some peace when they're recording on the radio. Thank you so much, 4Ps.
During the 4Ps radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
The 4Ps has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectusradio.fm.